So we're roughly looking at our budget year for 2020, 2021, I guess it is, because we run on a calendar year. And with meeting with the finance director and the city administrator, they're looking right now at a pretty large deficit in the general fund. No real projections. We're guessing, I'm saying $150,000 right now. It could be more. You know, revenue is going to be down. There's a lot of factors with this COVID this year. So we're looking at the numbers and we're crunching. And, you know, everybody has a request and a wish list. And there's a lot of items that come out of the general fund each and every year. So we're going to tighten down and see how sharp we can make that pencil.
I know when people hear that, they say, well, does that involve employee reductions? You're not going that far yet, or you're just getting into some of that stuff, or I guess that's the question that some people want to know. How does that relate to city employees?
Right, that's a very good question, but no, there's no employees going to be affected currently. We're looking at some strategic things where we could find small cuts here and there, but the city and the employees and the staff does a great job. We started in April of this year when COVID hit and said, okay, we've got to watch our budget for this year, and we've done a wonderful job so far. And our revenue, you know, was short there for sales tax for a couple months, but it's picked back up, and we hope that it continues. And if that does, then it'll help us for this year. But no, we're just trying to be cautious.